The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleading with him and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him, and he cured their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the Christmas season, and in a few days, our celebration will be over with the celebration of the baptism of the Lord. We continue to bask in the afterglow of the joy of Epiphany, which we celebrated last Sunday. And yet, that joy is being marred today, these days, by the tragedy of the fire that we have experienced. I was spared, so to speak, because I was in Orange County in a conference, but all of us watched in horror as the fire devoured the mountainside of the San Gabriel region and our neighbors in Altadena. And the devastation of the fire is just tremendous. And I think we're still reeling from the horror and the pain of that. We know friends who suffered. And even in our parish here, we have our staff and our school families who have lost a lot in this fire. What are we to make of these things that have happened to us? Very much like what they have done in the past, in the days of old, the people of God go back to the Lord. Very much like what we have done in all of the tragedies of our lives, we go back to the heart of the church to be wrapped up in the embrace of God, very much like a hen would embrace all of her chicks when they're, so that they won't be cold and they would be protected. There's a wonderful story of a fire that happened. And everything was burnt, in the chicken coop, they found a mother hen barbecued, because she was burned by the fire. Well, they opened up her wings, and underneath that wings were the little chicks. They were alive. The mother gave her life for the chicks. That's how God is. That's why we come to Him in moments like this, when we don't have any more answers. But the answer of the Lord is not to make everything magically disappear. I don't think that's the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is such that He holds us in these moments of darkness to assure us that He is near. In the gospel, in the first reading today, we are reminded, John asks, "Who is the victor of the world?" And he answers, "The victor of the world is one who has Christ." We are victors of the world regardless of the tragedy around us because we have Christ. And John continues to ask, "Well, what's the guarantee?" He says, "Well, there are three that testifies: baptism, water, blood, and the Holy Spirit." That is the power that will guide us through the tragedies of these days. Baptism. Because in baptism, we had the waters of baptism have inserted us into the very family of God. So now He is our Father. And very much like that hen who gave her life to the chicks, so too God will do everything for us to be safe. There's blood which speaks of the passion. It's a recognition that in this life, nothing will be perfect. We will have to go through fire and blood because that's just the state of the world. We will have to go through tragedies, as you all have known, as we all have known. We have faced tragedies in our lives, and yet here we are. Here we are, triumphant. And then finally, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to us at the moment of our baptism, a guarantee that the Father walks with us no matter what. And that Holy Spirit will see us through, even in these days when thick clouds literally covers the earth. May our prayers here at this Eucharist strengthen us in our journey and also heal and console and strengthen those who had been devastated and are victims of this natural disaster. May they too find strength in their baptism, in the Paschal mystery, in the fact that God walks with them, with all of us, even in these dark times.